We're talking today with Ron Boormaster, the manager of the what has been the Southern Plains Farm Show. Now, though, a new name this year, Ron. Tell me about the Oklahoma City Farm Show.
You know, the Oklahoma City Farm Show, of course, we've been here now 10 years. We've got a great amount of vendors coming this year. We've got a lot of new vendors coming. We're going to do also outdoors, as we've done in the past, and taking three buildings. And the show this year is going to be just a shade earlier. It's going to be on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of April. We want everybody to come out and see us.
Now, tell me a little bit about, you know, this whole thought process of moving the name from the Southern Plains name to the Oklahoma City name.
Well, you know, most of our shows have a proper name of the city that we're in, and we thought that would be a good change for this, and calling it the Oklahoma City Farm Show, and we gave it a lot of thought, and we decided to do that, and we're really happy with what we've done.
A lot of things that are a part of the show each year. Pretty well, you've got most of those elements back again for 2014.
Absolutely. You know, we do our horse training and cattle demonstrations outside. We've got most of our vendors that were there last year. We've got an array of new vendors, and I think you're going to see a lot of new equipment, the newest and latest in agriculture right here at the Oklahoma City Farm Show.
And I know one of the things that we're seeing at a lot of shows, more and more some of the new precision agriculture type technology. A lot of these vendors have got one or more products that fit that category.
Absolutely. You know, that has been the biggest thing. It seems like people are always wanting to see something new in agriculture, as well as the new products that are going to fit their needs. And that's what we've got right here that we will have at the Oklahoma City Farm Show this year.
It seems like that as we think about these shows, we're coming off an incredible year of income, 2012-2013. Grain prices very, very strong. Cattle prices have been strong. They've gotten even higher, though, since the first of the year in our part of the country. So I know that means maybe a few more dollars circulating out in the country for some purchases. But what is the mood? As you talk to folks at some of the locations you've got around the country, what seems to be the attitude of farmers, ranchers, and agribusiness folks as well you talk with?
You know, the big thing is this will be our sixth show we've produced here in the last 4 months. And going all over the Midwest, we've found some people talking about, A, what they've got, you know, in respects of the good crops they've had as well this year. But they're talking about, I've been noticing that their pocketbooks seem to be out there, and they seem to be looking at different things, and they really seem to be, you know, and they're making purchases, and they're focusing on things that they need on their farm. And as we know, every year a farmer comes up with something that he feels like he needs to exchange for or get something new for, or if he's adding new product to his line of whatever he's using on his farm. We've seen a lot of that in the last 3 or 4 months. I think I'm amazed at some of the vendors when I talk to them, what people are looking for and what they're talking about and the leads they're getting. And I think so far the agriculture community has really been strong to this point.
And I guess one of the things I've always noticed is a farmer is willing to listen to the conversation and talk, you know, enter into the conversation of what this is going to do for my operation, how it's going to improve our operation, give me a chance to make a little more money.
Right. You know, the biggest thing about the farm show is you can come here, you're on neutral turf, you can talk to everybody you want to talk to about any particular product. You can see it all under the three buildings and outside and enjoy yourself instead of spend the day here and find exactly in more respects than one of every type of piece of agriculture that's made.